Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right here on the 415ers podcast, brought to you by the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network with 95.7 The Game. That's Mark. I am Evan. Follow Mark on social at Mark Granny, Mark with a C, Granny with an I. You can follow me on social at EGiddings10 at 415ers, wherever you download and get your content from on social media. Okay, Mark, so well, we talked about the quarterbacks. The ones that were signed on Monday as we record this episode, Derek Carr going to New Orleans, joining the NFC. He's getting $150 million over 4 years. That puts him annually at about 37.5. Geno Smith, meanwhile, signed in Seattle, and good for him, which I'll get to in a moment. 3 years, 105, that puts him at 35. So before we get to Jimmy Garoppolo, I do want to say this. Congratulations for Geno Smith not writing back because someone finally wrote him a check in Seattle. That is the signature that he was looking for and has been really since he started kind of an up and down roller coaster of a career. As far as Derek Carr is concerned, to me, Mark, he slots in a great position because the NFC South, as we saw last year, is up for grabs. If the Saints have a quarterback last year, they might win that division. And I'm not saying Derek Carr is the end-all, be-all of quarterbacks, but that's a guy that can absolutely help you win some games, especially if you feel like you're a quarterback away. 37.5 is a lot to pay, but in a way, I believe the annual value of the one he signed even a year ago with Las Vegas was slightly above 40. So it came down a little bit. And I also believe that now with Derek Carr in the NFC, if you're looking at quarterbacks, we're talking a few weeks ago about how you stack up your NFC quarterback power rankings. Derek Carr might be pretty close to the top five, shockingly enough.
I think you can definitely make that case, which is wild. We were talking about how you like to bet on college basketball. This presents an interesting opportunity to maybe cash in because take the Saints to win the NFC South. I know that Derek Carr isn't an insane quarterback and doesn't change the tide of a franchise just by his presence. But, I mean, the only other sure thing it looks like in that conference quarterback-wise is Desmond Ridder for the Falcons. So, that seems like an easy division to win. The Saints are already pretty talented around the quarterback position. They have a lot of really good players. I know there are question marks, some of them, Alvin Kamara, maybe the most notable one, of course, legally and contract-wise. But, this is just an aside. I would maybe look at Saints to win the AFC South as an intriguing number. But you're right. While Carr is taking a little bit of a pay cut, as odd as that sounds, with $37.5 million, that's still a pretty wild number. I don't know what you were expecting, Evan. I think of the true free agent quarterbacks, take Aaron Rodgers out, take Tom Brady out. I think Derek Carr, the best free agent quarterback out there. So I think it stands to reason that he should make the most, but $37.5 million for a quarterback who has only appeared in the playoffs. I guess he's earned two playoff appearances, but really has only appeared in the playoffs once and hasn't won a playoff game. I know a lot of that is who's around him in Oakland and Las Vegas. But that seems like a lot of money, Evan, and I guess that's just where we are in the NFL nowadays with the quarterback market. And then it begs the question, well, what does that mean for Jimmy Garoppolo? I'm not sure he's getting what Derek Carr got, but it seems very possible, Evan, that he could be looking at upwards of $30 million because we saw Derek Carr get $37.5 million. You mentioned Geno Smith, that big deal for 3 years, over $100 million with the Seahawks. he's getting about $35 million a year. So I think it stands to reason that Jimmy Garoppolo, at the very least, is going to get $30 million as well, which seems like an astronomical number.
The only reason I wouldn't think that Jimmy Garoppolo would get above $30 million is the reason why I think that Derek Carr got the bag that he did, which is he has never played less than 15 games in a single season, one of them being this last year. And the only reason that happened is because the ownership basically told him to kick rocks. So meanwhile, Geno Smith is coming off of a career season in which he was legitimately one of the best three quarterbacks in the NFC, no matter how you slice it. And in a lot of ways was the reason why Seattle was able to overcome expectations set very low for them this last season. So for me, the years that Carr got, I also don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo gets, or at least he might have to sacrifice if he wants a high annual number. If you're looking at 2 for $60 million, maybe that's how I could see Jimmy Garoppolo getting to the $30 million mark. But to me, Mark, I feel like a $25 million range is much more reasonable for a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, just because he's played one season of football in his time in San Francisco in which he hasn't dealt with injury. And that's something that I can't ignore, combined with the fact that there are a lot of, I'm sure, questions in inner circles as to what Jimmy Garoppolo still got left in the tank. I know that statistically he was having perhaps his best season last year as the backup, but a lot of that you could also give credit to Christian McCaffrey's emergence, or the fact that the offense was playing with the number one defense on the other side of the ball. I do think there's going to be some price suppression for Jimmy Garoppolo, even though Derek Carr did get a large sum of money. The other part of that too is, if you want to acquire a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you're also going to have to acquire a guy who's getting paid $50 million a year. So to see that kind of gap between Rodgers and, I guess, the second best quarterback on the market, in my opinion, Derek Carr, also tells me that there could be an even larger gap between Carr and where I think Jimmy Garoppolo is if he wants more than 2 years.
You might be right. Injuries are certainly a concern, and that could perhaps suppress the dollars he gets. I do think you're right in that Garoppolo's deals will be shorter term. The offers that he gets will be shorter term, at least specifically than Derek Carr. Geno Smith, 3 years. I think that's probably the max you'd see someone offer Jimmy Garoppolo. But it is an interesting question, and I put this out as a poll on Twitter. It's still up, even if you're listening here on Tuesday, at Mark Grandy, Mark with a C, Grandy with an I. Which of these three players, Derek Carr, Geno Smith, Jimmy Garoppolo, do you think deserves the most money to play quarterback in the NFL? And so far, the people have spoken in favor of Derek Carr, 50% of the vote. That seems right to me, Evan. Jimmy Garoppolo, though, a pretty sizable lead on Geno Smith, about 33%. And then Geno around 17%. Now, of course, this is, you know, the voter base that I'm reaching on Twitter, or certainly a Niner fan base for the most part. And that certainly has an impact on this poll. But I might agree, Evan, with the results of this poll so far. I mean, I know Geno Smith had a better season, you know, this past season than Jimmy Garoppolo. But he also doesn't have a track record, a record of success that Jimmy Garoppolo does. But then the flip side, as you mentioned, is the injury history. But I could argue, well, Geno Smith hasn't played enough for us to really make a determination that he is able to withstand, you know, a full season, the rigors of an entire season, because he's really only done that once this most recent season. So I think Geno Smith and Jimmy Garoppolo are probably relatively comparable, but it all comes down to the situation as well. And if you have a team that's desperate, if they were banking on something else and that plan fell through, and how do they bounce back from that mistake, that issue, and if they're willing then to shell out a few more bucks to get a guy that they thought they didn't need, but now they do, it obviously all comes down to circumstance. But the point being, Evan, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get offered a lot of money by someone. And that means, once and for all, Evan, we've talked about this a lot, but once and for all, you can put to rest the idea that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a 49er. It's not going to happen, because he's going to get a lot of money elsewhere. But I guess I'll lead back into you. I think this is where I started my point. I meant to get the question to you quicker, but how would you rank those three in terms of who deserves the most money? Because for me, it's Carr, and then Garoppolo and Geno are relatively close, but I can't say that Geno is worth that much more money than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Perhaps not. But the amount of years for Geno also, to me, screams a little more of, all right, we do need to at least protect ourselves a little bit. We can't give this guy 4 or 5 years. Geno Smith is right in that middle mark of what a contract determines a franchise quarterback to be. I hear what you're saying. I also don't think your poll is as biased as you believe, because let's face it, there are a lot of Jimmy detractors among San Francisco.
It's true.
49er fans. So the fact that they feel like Jimmy is the second guy to get paid might be also indicative of the truth. I personally would like Geno Smith more as a quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo moving forward, just because I think that Smith has better days ahead of him. I know he's older, and I know that there's a reason why he was a backup quarterback for a while to begin his career. But to me, what he showed last year is that he can uplift a team. I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo can do that. Now, I know that DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett and, you know, Kenneth Walker, who emerged as a great running back last year, would also help him. But Geno Smith is to me the guy that can help you win a game, as well as Derek Carr being one of those guys too. Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to mess up a win, if you know what I mean. But I don't think that he's a guy that, and I think the reason why he got stuck in sort of the trade market purgatory that he was last year is because, to me, teams view Jimmy Garoppolo as a quarterback that is not one to, I guess, get you over the top, but he's also not young enough that you can really build around him. So if you're paying big dollars for Jimmy Garoppolo, and really there's only one destination where I could see him going at this point, in the New York Jets, but I think they're going to be waiting and seeing on whether they can get Aaron Rodgers. I know that Tampa Bay needs a quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is certainly not one I don't think that would want to go through being a backup again. But I think he could be stuck in that middle ground mark, to where Derek Carr and Geno Smith are, to me, more projectable. Jimmy Garoppolo is more of a question mark because of his history. And maybe I'm in the minority, but I just feel like that's going to hurt him monetarily this summer.
Yeah, I could see it. You're probably right. The injury thing is a big deal.
The injury also stuff combined with his obvious limitations. So do you look at Jimmy Garoppolo as a high risk, high reward quarterback?
No, it's a lower risk, lower. If you're a team that has a decent roster already, you're just a middle of the pack quarterback away. Like the Jets, I feel like, make a lot of sense for Jimmy Garoppolo because they have dealt with such bad quarterback play. They have a really good young team around him, both offensively and defensively, really. They have a lot of great skill players on offense, young skill players. They have the offensive and defensive rookies of the year. You throw Jimmy Garoppolo in there, who is comfortably, what, in the 12th to 16th best quarterback in the league range, like somewhere around there, in my opinion. I think that becomes a playoff team for the Jets. So if you're the Jets, you know, a team like that, it makes sense. A team that doesn't need MVP level quarterback play to be competitive. But if you're the Texans, which I've also seen Jimmy Garoppolo rumored because of the connection with D'Amico Ryans, I'm not so sure that makes sense, because the Texans are much more than just a decent quarterback away from competing. So I think it depends on the situation. Maybe that affects the demand for him, and then it would perhaps suppress how much money that the Jets, or maybe the Raiders as another example, would need to give him in order to attract him, because maybe he's not getting that much demand elsewhere, Evan. But if you're a team that has good pieces around your quarterback on offense and defense, I'd make the case that Jimmy Garoppolo is the perfect quarterback for you. Not one that's going to, you know, lead your team for 5, 6, 7 years. Of course not. But a guy who can make you competitive in the short term. Sure, Jimmy Garoppolo can still be that guy.
I think he can. And the reason why I asked that question is because I view Jimmy Garoppolo at this point in his career as a high risk, middle reward, lower to middle reward quarterback. And maybe that value that you're talking about of kind of knowing what you're going to get is something teams are willing to pay for. But with the amount of suitors out there, I don't know, to me, based on what I've seen, and even with the market laying out so far, what other quarterbacks have been paid, that there are going to be teams comfortable with giving Jimmy Garoppolo above $30 million a year. Because the other part of it, too, is just based on history, if you bring in Jimmy Garoppolo, you probably also need to have a contingency plan at quarterback. And I know that you can never assume injury, but again, there have been so many examples of him going down for his fault and for others that you need to have a secondary quarterback in place. And so maybe a place like Houston is a good spot for Jimmy Garoppolo because they have a high pick. They can bring in a rookie quarterback that they can bring along at their own pace. But then if I'm Garoppolo, do I want to go to a place where hypothetically I could get beat out for that job and also not be paid for a long period of time? I just think he gets stuck in the quarterback purgatory this offseason, even though he is technically the third, maybe fourth best free agent quarterback available. And I don't think it hurts his bag in the sense that he's not going to get paid, but I don't think he's going to be in that Geno Smith or Derek Carr range, even though I think those are the quarterbacks for the last 2 or 3 years he's maybe been more closely associated with.
All right, quick question, and then I know we got to move on to something else here. Let me set the over-under for Jimmy Garoppolo average annual value, and this is, you know, the full scope of the contract, not just guaranteed money. Over-under $28.5 million per year for Jimmy Garoppolo. Where do you go? What side do you sit on?
I would take the under.
The over. Well, okay. Friendly wager here. We'll see what happens. But I'll take the over $28.5 million for Jimmy Garoppolo per year.
Gentleman's bet. Let's put it down. Like I said, Mark, it is March. We
it is March. This month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.